Let's get more now on the findings by the Israel Defence Forces into its attacks, which killed aid and medical workers in Gaza. The Australian government yesterday expressed outrage that no criminal findings were made in the deaths of Australian aid worker Zomi Frankham and her colleagues from the aid group World Central Kitchen. Two other cases that won't be subjected to a criminal probe both involve workers from Médecins Sans Frontières. In November 2023, two people were killed when their MSF-marked car was fired upon by members of the Israeli military. Months later, in February 2024, a tank fired on a house, killing two relatives of MSF staff and injuring six others. The IDF found there were mitigating circumstances in both of those cases, and the Israeli military won't take further action. Tom Roth is the Executive Director of MSF for Australia and New Zealand and joins me now. Tom, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks for having me, Sally.
When it comes to these cases involving workers and their families from Médecins Sans Frontières, what's your response to the findings?
I think firstly we're outraged by the findings. They don't show the Israeli Defence Forces taking accountability for their actions. We expected our colleagues to have protection. They deserve protection and they deserve justice, and that's not being provided.
Israel says there were mitigating circumstances in these cases. What do you make of that finding?
If we look at each of the cases, we in MSF, we are constantly in touch with the Israeli authorities. We're constantly getting authorization for our movements. They're aware of where we are at all times. And the idea that they did not know or were unaware, our vehicles are marked, our houses and clinics are marked. It's very clear that they knew that we were there and that they targeted us.
What do you think about some of the comments from the IDF on deconfliction? That is when aid organisations provide information about their movements, their personnel, their vehicles, the route that they'll be taking and the task and the time in which that will happen.
We think that the Israeli authorities need to take account for provision of humanitarian aid. It is a basic right. These workers are going about doing humanitarian medical activities. The Israeli authorities and the Defence Forces know where we are. They know what we're doing. They can provide that protection, and we demand that. That's the least we can expect from the Israeli authorities. And the fact that they aren't providing that and they're not providing accountability for actions is appalling. I think what disgusted us even more is that they provided these findings on World Humanitarian Day. This is a day where we mourn colleagues lost in the line of duty. It's the time when we demand greater protection for humanitarians, and that was the day that they saw fit to release these appalling findings.
How much anger and frustration is there among your organisation and elsewhere about the decision to release these findings on that date?
I think we're in shock. I think we're also, there's that element of deep disgust that while we have limited view that we will get justice and that there will be true accountability, we know that we haven't had that. We've had 15 workers from MSF killed in Gaza. There's thousands of workers that have been killed in Gaza. There has not been accountability for that. So our expectations was low, but having this land on that day just gives a sense of poking at humanitarian workers worldwide.
These killings in Gaza and Israel's response, the Israeli military's response to these killings, will that change the way that some aid agencies work at all?
At MSF, we continue to provide assistance in Gaza. We continue to provide across the world assistance in very difficult locations. And we're proud of our ability to share that humanity, to provide that medical assistance. We will continue to do that. It is something that is top of our mind in terms of ensuring safety and security for our staff, our patients and communities. So it is definitely something that concerns us deeply. It is something that on a daily basis we are engaging both with the Israeli authorities but also with the Australian government to try and get that accountability. We expect the Australian government, for instance, to expect from the Israelis the same level of accountability that they hold our defence forces. We would expect them to hold that accountability to the Israelis. We were pleased that Minister Wong also expressed that outrage and that disappointment about that lack of accountability, and we would expect the Australian government and all governments to follow that up.
Do you support calls from some for the Israeli ambassador to Australia to be sent home?
We're not politicians. We don't get involved in that. What we demand is a true, independent, accountable investigation. We demand that for all of our staff that have been killed in Gaza. And that is what we expect from the Israeli authorities and the Israeli militaries, and they have fallen far short from that.
Is this the end of this now, or in the view of MSF, are there other avenues that justice may be reached in these cases, international or domestic?
We continue to fight for justice for our colleagues. They deserve that. That these are humanitarian workers who are going to these countries, to Gaza, that are living in those communities, who expect to be able to provide basic humanitarian medical assistance, and they deserve our protection and they deserve that justice, and we will continue to demand that from Israel.
Do you think that pressure on the Israeli military and government will deliver any further results here?
I think we've seen over time, so as I said, there's 15 of our staff have been killed in Gaza. There's been no accountability for that. We have been deregistered in Israel. There's no... there is a sense that we are continually being pushed away from providing humanitarian assistance in Gaza. There does not seem to be a sense of accountability, and even the delivery of this on World Humanitarian Day would suggest that the Israeli authorities do not expect anything from their defence forces.
Tom Rother, thank you very much for making some time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.